קינן פרק ג' משנה בייס, אחת לזו, שתיים לזו, ושלוש לזו, ועשר לזו, ומאה לזו. This again is going back in the case that we had in the first parak, which it, one woman had one con. She had two birds, one was a chatzos and one was an olah, but she didn't specify which one was a chatzos and which one was an olah. And another woman had two kinim. She had four birds altogether, two chatzos and two olahs, and again, she didn't specify which ones were the chatzos and which ones were the olahs, and the birds of the woman who had one con got mixed up with the birds of the woman who had two kinim, so therefore there were six birds all mixed up together. We don't know which birds belonged to which woman. Ushalash lezu, vasa lezu, umea lezu. Well, a woman had three kinim, six birds altogether, three chatzos and three olahs, again, they were kinei stuma. And the birds from the woman who had one kind got mixed up with the bird from the woman who had three kinim. Or a woman had 10 kinim, 20 birds altogether, and a different woman had 100 kinim. She had 200 birds altogether. And the bird from the woman who had 10 kinim got mixed up with the bird from the woman who had 100 kinim. And all of them are kinei stuma. None of the women specify which ones were chatzos and which ones were olahs. Now, in the first parak we saw that the din was the hamuat kasha. The bird that belongs to the woman who had the least amount of birds, those are the mouths that are kasha, can be brought as a korban. The rest would be pasul and be put to death. And the reason is, as we explained over there, is because, let's say, for example, the bird from the woman who had one kind got mixed up with the bird from the woman who had three kind. Therefore, now, we can bring one kasha and one ola. That's the muat. That's the amount of birds of the woman who had the least amount of kind, which is one. Now, if we want to bring more than one chatos and one olah, for example, we want to bring two chatos, then it's possible we're bringing both chatos from the birds of the woman who had only one kind. And that can't be, because she only has one chatos and one olah. That's a din. A kind of the chatos and an olah. So therefore, we can only bring one chatos and one olah. Because also, if we bring two olahs, we might have brought it from the two birds that belong to the woman who had one kind. We can't bring two olahs from one kind. One is a chatos and one is olah. So therefore, we can only bring one chatos and one olah. That's the muat, that's the din, when the birds get mixed up. That's the amount of birds that belong to the woman who has the least amount of kinim, that's the amount that is kosher. Now that's lechatchila. If the coin is nimach, if the coin has such a case, and he consults with the chacham, and that's what the chacham will tell him to do. But what happens is the coin does not know the din, nor does he consult with the chacham, and therefore he did not know the din, and he went ahead and brought all the birds. So the mission tells him. Also, kulon lamala master kasher master puzzle. If he went ahead and brought all the birds, all the teruvas, all the birds that got mixed up, lamala, he did the hazah above the chuda sipra, then half is kasher and half is puzzle. The reason being is that since the hazah and the mitzvah adam was done lamala, so that's the din if they were olos, but if they're chatzos, they're puzzle. And since by kinei stuma half are olos and half are chatzos, the olos are kasher and the chatzos are puzzle. Half are olos, so therefore half are kasher. And the other half, which are chatos, are pasul. Kulan lamata, mechta kashru, mechta pasul. If he brings all the birds underneath the chudasikah, the hazah is done lamata, as the din is by a chatosov, then again, half is kashru and half is pasul. In this case, the half that are kashru are the chatos. And that is the din by a chatos, the hazah is done lamata. And the other half, which are olos, are pasul. As by an olos, if you do the mitzvah, it's done lamata. It's pasul. Chetion lamala, v'chetion lamata, ha meruba kashru. If the coin went ahead and brought half lamala and half lamata, in such a case, the meruba is kasher. The amount of birds that belongs to the woman who had the most amount of kinim, that's the amount that is kasher. So, for example, in such a case, that one woman had one kind, two birds, and the other woman had three kinim, six birds, and the birds got mixed up together altogether, eight birds. And the kohen went ahead and brought half lamala and half lamata. Four birds, he brought lamala and did the mitzvah down lamala, four birds. He brought lamata, he did the hazah lamata. In such a case, the meruba is kasher, the amount of birds that belongs to the woman who has the most amount of birds are kasher, which in this case is three kinim. That means six birds are kasher and only two are pasul. Now, even though in the first parak, lechatchila, we say the muat is kasher, which in this case would mean only one kind is kasher, that's lechatchila. Here we're talking about bidyavet that has already been done. And in such a case, the din is that the meruba is kasher, that three kinim are kasher, six birds are kasher, and only two are pasul. The explanation is that since out of this teruva, out of these eight birds, four of them are olos, and actually brought lamala, and he brought four lamala, three out of those four that he brought lamala are for sure kasher. Because even if two out of the four birds that he brought lamala, like they did of an olos, came from the kind of the woman who had only one kind, and therefore one of them is pasul. Because out of one kind, one has to be done lamala, since it's a chatzos, while the other one would be done lamala. So therefore, one out of those two are for sure possible. The other one is kosher since it's an oloso. But the other two are kosher. And the other two he brought from the woman who had three kenet, and therefore she had three olos. And since he brought two of them lamala, those two are olos. And our kosher is three out of the four that he brought lamala. Our kosher now, even though it's possible that all of them are kosher, and maybe the four birds that he brought lola, three of them came from the woman who had three kenet, and one of them came from the woman who had one kot. So therefore, all of them are kosher. But since we can't know that he did that, it's possible that two out of the four birds he brought lamala came from the woman who had only one kot. So therefore, it's possible that only three out of four are kosher. So we say the meruva is kosher. And so too, we can make the same chesed and lamata with the birds he brought lamata mechud asikra, that three out of the four are kosher. Three out of the four were really chatos. So therefore, we say that three kenim are kosher and one is puzzle. That haklak. This is the general rule. Anytime it's possible, they can divide up the kinah that got mixed up. Two women at kinah, assuming they got mixed up, and it's possible. Then after we would divide up the kinah, and we would bring half lamala and half lamata, that one woman's kinah would not have been brought both lamala and lamata. I mean, it's possible that one of the women's kinah got all brought lamata or all got brought lamala. She didn't have some lamala and some lamata. In such a case, half is kosher and half is puzzle. This is the case that we had in the previous mishnah. For example, one woman had two kinim, the other woman had two kinim, and they all got mixed up together. And the Kohen brought half lamala and half lamata, that we saw in the previous mishnah, that half is kosher and half is puzzle. As this is possible, and when the Kohen brought half lamala and half lamata, that he brought all of one woman's kinim lamala and all one woman's kinim lamata, he didn't have kinim from one woman, both lamala and lamata. Therefore, in such a case, half is kosher and half is puzzle. Maybe he brought all the kinim from one woman lamata and half would be kosher. And half of that woman's kinim are olos, that are kosher lamala, and half are chatas, which are puzzle lamala. Well, the other woman's kinim, he brought lamata, and half are kosher, and half are chatos, which are kosher lamala. The other half is puzzle. And the other half are olos, which are puzzle lamala. Kol makom she'ena to yacholach, look at that kinim ad shehu misho isha acha. Bein momala, bein momata. Amruba kosher. Any time two women had kinim, they got mixed up together, and the Kohen brought half lamala and half lamata, and it's impossible that all of both women's birds were brought either lamala or lamata. In such a case, the meruba is kosher. The amount of birds that belongs to the woman who had the largest amount of kinim, that's the amount of birds that are kosher. That's the case that we had in this mishnah. For example, one woman had one kinim, and the other woman had three kinim. Eight birds all together, and they got mixed up together. The Kohen brought half lamala and half lamata. We say the meruba is kosher. Three kinim are kosher, and one kinim is puzzle. If this is the case, but when the Kohen did half a mile and half a mile, it's not possible that both women's birds were all brought either lamala or lamata. Since one of the women had six birds altogether, the Kohen brought four lamala and four lamata, it's impossible that all six of her birds were brought either lamala or lamata. She has more than four birds. This is the case where we say the meruba is kosher, six birds are kosher, and two are puzzle. This is the case of our mission. This mission is also going back on a mission we had in the first parak. We saw in the first parak that an Ishu had a chatas that was nidari ba'olam. Chatas oath got mixed up with an oloso. That the din is that they both have to be put to death. The reason being is that a chatas is done differently than an olam. By a chatas oath, the azar is done lamata on the nisachud asikra, while an oloso oath is done limala. And the mission taught us in the first parak, in shina b'zu b'zu pasul. If you do not do it correctly, they're pasul. If you do the chatas limala, it's pasul. And if you do the ola lamata, it's puzzle. So therefore, in this case, where chatas was nidar of ola, we don't know whether to do it lamala or lamata, so they both had to be put to death. Now that's lechatchila. If the Kohen would know the din, or would consult with the chacham, and that's what they would tell him. But if the Kohen did not know the din, and he was makir both the chatas and the ola, the Mishnah tells us what the halacha would be. Also, kulan lamala on mechta kasher or mechta puzzle. If he brought all the chatos that were nidar of olos lamala above the chura sikra, in such a case, half are kosher and half are puzzle, as half are chatos and half are olos. And the olos were done kedin, and the olos were supposed to be done lamala, so therefore all the olos are kosher. While the chatos are puzzle, they were done shalok kedin, so therefore half are kosher, the olos, and half are puzzle, the chatos. Kulan lamatan, mech the kosher, u mech the puzzle. If the Kohen went ahead and brought all of them lamata underneath the chura sikra, in such a case also half are kosher and half are puzzle. But this time it's the chatos that are kosher, since they were done kedin lamata underneath the chura sikra, and the olos are apostles, and they were done. Shelo kedin. Chetzi on lamala, v'chetzi on lamata. If the Kohen brought half of them lamala and above the chodesh sikra, and half of them lamata, underneath the chodesh sikra, stay apostle. In this case, both of them are apostles. Both the chatzos and the olah are apostles. The reason being, shani oimer, because I could say it's possible chatzos crave a lamalon, v'olah lamata. That the chatzos was brought above the chodesh sikra shelo kedin, and the olah was brought underneath the chodesh sikra shelo kedin. And since we don't know which one is the chatzos and which one is the olah, and one he brought above the chodesh sikra, and one he brought underneath the chodesh sikra, it's possible that the chatzos was brought above the chodesh sikra, that's shelo kedin, and the olah was brought underneath the chodesh sikra, that's also shelo kedin. So therefore, since that's possible, they're both possible. Now, even though it's possible also that they were both done kedin, that the chatzos was done lamata underneath the chodesh sikra kedin, and the olah was done lamala above the chodesh sikra, and that's also kedin. But since we have no way of knowing if that was the case, we have to say that they're both